Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andrew, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Boomer and Carton? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Andrew?
How's it going, guys? I just want to commend Craig on his transition to being a Yankee fan. I'm a big Yankee fan. And Boomer has said, your beloved Yankees, there's no fight back anymore. I'm a Met fan. Craig, I love it.
It's very similar to, I think, Bruce Jenner's journey.
Journey. Okay.
It's tough. It's arduous. Many people don't like you doing it. There are those that have their own agendas against you, and they just don't want you to be happy. And when it comes down to life, the goal is to be happy, right?
And I think we're going through a watershed moment right here.
I think you just need to be happy.
I think you're finally coming to grips with who you are, what you are, and how you feel about the Yankees.
Well, I'm not feeling better.
Yankee hat in front of Craig's desk as well.
I haven't. Well, that's the people set that
well,
up to try.
No,
to
but here's the deal. Let's face it. Whether it be Bruce Jenner or Barry Manilow or anybody else, I mean, it's finally that you've come to grips with the truth and really how you feel about the Yankees, and that's okay.
I feel like it's a process, Boomer.
Well, I just feel like you've been through this process. We've been through this process with you.
It's a process.
And it's a journey, and we're all on this journey together.
And at first we mocked him.
Yeah.
But now we realize we were wrong.
Yes.
Yankee fans like myself.
So good for you.
So God bless you,
I'm not
Craig.
There yet, but listen, it is being a debate, and it's an internal struggle, the likes of which you couldn't possibly comprehend. And we'll see how it winds up. No promises either way. I have not yet made the decision to have the procedure that would officially change.
We know you are.
We know
where you're coming
in
from.
In play, if you would.
Let's go to Dave in Wappinger Falls. Dave, you're on with Boomer and Carton. What's up? Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you?
All right, Dave, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. You guys crack me up, bro. Every morning I listen to you, especially yesterday with the Phil Simms thing. That was the best.
Yes. Yes. Except unless you're Phil Simms. Yes. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Giants fan, but hey, listen, it is what it is. You know, sometimes you lose your job. I wish him well wherever he goes.
Of course.
We'll see how Romo works out, you know. And for you becoming a Yankee fan, great, bro. Great.
People are so happy with you and everything. It's wonderful.
Right. There's a cycle to this. First, you know, when Bruce Jenner decides I want to be known as Diane Jenner or whatever, what name did he pick?
Caitlyn
Jenner. The first reaction is, what are you talking about? You're the great American athlete. You're a man's man.
Yeah, okay.
Then it became, well, why don't we learn to show some acceptance of others and how they feel about themselves. It's not harming anyone else. So I've run kind of in a parallel universe. I've experienced all of it, Boom. The full rainbow of emotions. Both internally, of course.
It's a beautiful thing.
And then on the outside world, the way I interact with people.
It's actually a beautiful thing just watching this whole thing unfold over the years.
But it's not there yet.
And now that you're there and you finally are taking stock in it, and in the last couple callers, you know, kind of supporting you in your change and your understanding of who you are, I think it's a beautiful thing.
Well, it would be. It could be. Yeah, but I have an audience I need to consider, and I thought I would disappoint fans.
I mean, you realize it would be like an Islander fan becoming a Ranger fan.
Well, listen.
You know? I mean, that's a hard thing. You know, it's a hard thing to go through, and I understand it.
Well, you know, in my lifetime, it's been very rare that the Yankees and the Mets were both really good at the same time. That has not happened frequently.
No, you act as if you're the only one who's lived during that lifetime.
I'm just pointing it out to you.
I mean,
I'm pointing out to you the genesis of
Mets fans for Yankees?
Of Mets fans for Yankees. You know, the Wilpon stewardship of this franchise has been a disaster. And as a result,
not the last 2 years in Citi Field, you wouldn't say it's a disaster.
I wouldn't say you should be happy with last year. You didn't win a single playoff game.
I'm just saying, but I like Citi Field. I like where the team is. I like the fact that Sandy Alderson is running this team the way he's running. I like it.
They're in a good spot. Listen, they could do something this year, which amazingly they've never done in their history, and that's go to the playoffs three straight years. That's a good thing. That being said, I got sick and tired of It's almost like being the unattractive, unpopular kid in school where you know every day you go there, the day's not going to end well. And that's the way Met fans felt. For years, we felt that way. And you there right there, lockstep. In 2007, we felt that way with the big collapse of 07.
Yeah,
right?
That's the players seven on the field. 17. That wasn't the ownership. The ownership put the money in the team, and they collapsed.
There's never been a connection in this city between the fan base and the Wilpons. There's never been a connection.
Well, when you have the Jackie Robinson Rotunda as opposed to a Tom Seaver statue, yeah, I get it. They don't. They live in Brooklyn. They still think it's Brooklyn. They think of the Dodgers and all that other stuff. When in actuality, they're in Flushing, and it's the Mets.
Correct. And that's exactly.
I know. I get that.
And because of that, with all the years that they've owned the Mets, it's a pretty long run, right?
Yeah.
There's never been that connection between the ownership and the fan base.
I don't know about
Doesn't exist.
I mean,
listen, it's not even, you can have a hate relationship, but at least you got something. You can have a loving relationship, you got something. They've never connected.
When the EMT Arroyo's family was out there throwing out the first pitch,
sure.
When Steve McDonald's son threw out the first pitch, you know, that's a connection to the fans. They get it a lot, you know. I mean, it's just they're the bastard child, you know. They're not the Yankees,
right?
It's like the Islanders are not the Rangers. I get it. I mean, you know, I played for the Jets, not the Giants,
right?
I know what it's like. I grew up here, you know. I'm a Met fan because I'm a National League fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.